Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi, this is Robert Valentine, and I'm here at the Audible London Studios with Wireless Theatre Director David Beck. Now, Dave, why are we here?
We are recording this week three Ibsen plays. We're doing Enemy of the People, so we've done Enemy of the People, sorry, Monday, Tuesday. We're doing Hedda Gabler about halfway through, and then we're doing A Doll's House. So half a day, no, a day for half a play. That's what we're doing.
A day for half a play.
A day for half a play. So it's a squeeze.
Yeah. It sounds quite grueling, is it?
Not as much as I thought it was going to be. Having done a couple of these now, you always look at what you have to achieve and think there's no way we're going to squeeze all of that in. And you schedule a day and think it's not feasible. But actually, once you get into it and the actors get into it, nothing takes quite as much time as you think. And obviously it's enjoyable, so it's not grueling as such. It can be tiring, but maybe not grueling.
Okay. And who have we got in our cast? Tell us about who we got.
So we've got Laura Carmichael, who is doing Hedda, and then going on to do Nora in A Doll's House, and she's been wonderful, and hopefully enjoying herself. I think she's enjoying herself, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what she will do with Nora, having seen what she's doing with Hedda. So that's been great, and we had Owen Teal for Enemy of the People, for Dr. Stockman, who we've worked with before, and was wonderful, and was similarly wonderful again. Such a nice chap to have around, and I think quite inspiring for everyone else because he seems to get so much out of doing it, and he's also a real pro. He's clearly been doing it for years.
Yeah, so what has your approach been to directing these?
Well, as I always tend to do with doing these, is because of the time constraints in terms of, you know, how much per scene we are able to allocate. Obviously, you can let it go a little bit if you run over and stuff, but you have to obviously cast well. It's really imperative that you cast well because there's not really any time to completely alter somebody, an actor's approach to the part, or completely alter their voice, or alter the way they behave in the studio. You don't have the time to rework any of that. So you have to make sure you cast well people that have done radio before, a lot of it before, and people who you are convinced are right for the part. Obviously, when you cast names, you can only do so much, and we've done well this time, and everyone we have here is absolutely right for the part they're playing. They're all very skilled, and so therefore we're able to kind of use the time that we have to work on a scene. But it's more kind of rejiggling what they bring in as opposed to stripping everything back and starting again, because there just isn't the time for that, and that is always the challenge. And therefore you get some actors who you can tell they get a little bit frustrated because they're instinct is to work from scratch and build something up, and obviously we're not able to do that, so it's keeping actors comfortable, making sure they're enjoying what they're doing, and therefore I think you get the best out of them, create a nice atmosphere, and then just judging how much you can rework what they bring in is the tricky thing. Obviously if you're rehearsing a play from scratch, then you can do whatever you want, but you don't have that luxury, so it's a balancing act, I've always found, and so that's the tricky thing, definitely.
Okay, and finally, Ibsen and Chekhov, both quite prolific, though we haven't heard much from them recently. Who's your favourite?
Well, I have to say that Ibsen is my favourite, which is why I chose to do the Ibsens. It suits me better. I know a lot more about it now, obviously, having studied it for this, but I haven't ever really seen too many successful productions of Chekhov, which has made it difficult for me to quite understand why it's so revered. With Ibsen, it was much easier for me because it's much more open emotionally, I think. It's less subtext and it's more... I mean, Hedda Gabler, for instance, you know, there are some subtleties in there for sure, but it's fairly obvious where the tensions are and where the drama is, and obviously it's harder to locate in Chekhov. And I think I enjoyed the psychology of Ibsen and learning about that, which was something I didn't really know about, how kind of he was a forerunner of certain psychological issues and... women's rights and stuff like that. So for me it's Ibsen, but then I would say that because we're doing the Ibsen, so there you go.
David Beck, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.